Folks, welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
Oh, slow down there. Slow down there, Sonny.
Okay.
My name's Darren. Just come on up on this whole here porch.
Okay.
Just sit down.
Yeah, I'm up on it.
Look out. Just readjusting in the golden years of my life as I slowly crawl towards the
Is it safe to sit on your lap like this?
Well, no, I don't have any real hips anymore.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't sound like your bones are really supporting all my weight here. I weigh quite a lot.
Not really.
I don't really want to get up, though, actually. I might just stay here.
No, you just settle into it. Just look out there and watch as entropy slowly crawls.
Am I sinking into your bones?
Yep. Yeah, no, it's... Well, they're not bones. I just mentioned they're fake. Well, really, that's hams. I just picked up two hams from the supermarket. Anyways, just sit with me and watch entropy slowly crawl towards us as it takes away our last breaths.
Why are your hams all wet?
Oh, you know, I haven't had the touch of a spry young lad in my lap for quite some time.
This is Friends with Microphones.
And I'm 25 now.
you're very old now, and so, okay, I see what you're saying. You turned 25, and so now you're very old. No, that's hilarious. I'm still laughing.
I like how you got through that entire bit without realizing what I was doing, because you just assume I'm here to fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, I genuinely just figured that you were just here for it. I don't know. It didn't seem that out of the ordinary to me.
This week I'm drinking protein powder and water because I'm old now, so I can't drink wine anymore. It's bad for my liver, kidneys, heart, elbows, and all the rest.
new 25-year-old rule, no more wine. So
no more wine.
Which is bad news for all the people that really enjoyed last week's episode, because... Darren, I keep meaning to check in with you. Did you give that a listen back after we had that old recording sesh?
You never hear of the term fever dream?
Yeah.
Where you're not quite sure. I listened back. I don't remember any of the words I said. I can't stress how little wine it was, but it was confusing how much it affected me.
I quite enjoyed it. It was a good time. And I think... You know what? Why don't we just, on this week's episode, why don't we just spend the first 15 or 20 minutes or so just sort of recapping last week's episode, then we'll go into music. How's that sound?
Well, back in my day, I do like to reminisce about things that happened one to two whole weeks ago. And
back when you were 24?
Back in Nam. By that, I mean the Vietnam sub sandwich shop near my house.
Of course.
They do make a tasty sandwich that I enjoyed in my youth.
Well, Darren, I think a lot in our lives has changed since the last... I shouldn't speak for both of us. A lot in my life has changed since the last time we recorded. Well, so, I mean, here's the thing, is that, like, jokingly, sure, but also, like, yes, my life has changed significantly in the last 2 weeks since we recorded. I mean,
that's fair.
You've turned 25, so I guess if you want to count that as a thing, there's that.
I mean, before I wasn't dying of old age, but now I'm slowly crawling on the treadmill of disintegration.
Right.
Towards death and entropy, yeah.
Which is great. The last time we recorded, I did not know whether or not I would be allowed to graduate this year from university. And you violated
the no hats rule.
Yep. And I didn't have a summer job, and I had no idea what my plans were for next year. And my band didn't have any music on Spotify. So let's go over what's changed in the last couple weeks. I'm definitely graduating. I know what I'm doing next year because I'm going to be in the education program.
Now, that's not the re-education program. There's no violence in this one.
No, exactly. Until that happens, I have a summer job delivering pizzas. And let me just double check on that last one. No, yeah, as it turns out, my band actually does have some music on Spotify now. So that's exciting.
That makes me really sad because I was going to recommend your band for a music at the end of the show to surprise you.
Oh, I
that's
was
what
going
I was
to
up.
As well.
Well, it's not a surprise anymore. Well, talk about your shitty band there. Cool, so you and some people come around and hit sticks and play little plinky strings, huh? Cool, great. They blow into some tubes. Awesome.
Sorry I ruined your music recommendation.
Just want to be nice to
early.
My awesome friend. No, it's really good music, though.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy it quite a bit. I wrote the lyrics, and my girlfriend Alexa sings them, and that makes me happy. And, you know, some of it was my idea, some of it was the band's idea. That's the best part about writing music in a group. It's not all one person's idea. And isn't that nice?
Why are you saying this like you're a politician? That's kind of, you know... Now, not every scandal can be blamed fully on the leader of a political party. I had so much help ruining this fine country.
To be honest, I don't know why I'm saying it the way I am. Partly because I am, what's that word? Rusty. I am rusty. I have not podcasted in quite some time.
That's right. We got a week ahead and then promptly took a week off because we're rock stars. So it's time to trash a hotel.
We're real break even rock stars. The second we made enough to sustain us for a year, we took a year off. No, except we did that except with a week. but yeah, no, I thought, you know, after we had recorded the wine episode, Darren in his delirious state said, we should just save this episode. Like, we should not do anything with it and just, you know, see what happens some other time. And I was like, dude, absolutely. But then, like I said, I got that new job for the summer and they kind of didn't really take my podcast into account when they were scheduling me for work, which is absolutely atrocious.
Now you got to put that on your resume.
Just kidding. I definitely should have booked some time off work or figured out a time with Darren ahead of time. My point being, we got to Monday night and I was like, oh, I'm in the middle of work. I'm not gonna be able to do this. So I just got home, edited the wine time, and then it got posted, which is very exciting.
That is very exciting.
Do you know what else is exciting?
What?
'Tis the season. It's time, Darren.
These nuts?
It's summer. No.
Does the meme come back? Like,
no.
I felt like that was a setup for a these nuts joke.
Where did you possibly get the impression that
was
a setup?
Like, you go over, you go under the Christmas tree.
No.
You open it. It's a VHS tape. Oh, from the 1990s. Oh, what's in this VHS tape? Nuts. These nuts.
Okay. Well, what I was talking about, I liked your thing.
Did I mention...
Here, why don't we take it again? Here, okay, let's go from my thing again, and I'll just keep talking so that you don't interrupt me with your garbage.
Okay, there was an explanation for why I went into that. I'll say my explanation after your story. It's perfect. Layered comedy central.
I think it's good. We have constant cliffhangers piling on top of each other so that people can never turn the podcast off because they're never sure how one of our jokes is going to end because it gets
lost the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say it's summer. That's all, Darren. That's all I wanted to say. It was nothing. It was, okay. It meant nothing. It was nothing. It's summer and that means that people are driving with their windows open and I watched a man dump his water bottle onto his windshield to clean it because he had no fluid left. And I laughed so hard I almost cried. And Alexa said, why are you pulling out your phone? What are you writing down? And I said, I need to make a note for the podcast.
This has to be a podcast.
And she said, do you really need to talk about the guy who dumped a water bottle on his windshield on the podcast? And I said, yes, it's so funny. And then today, when we started recording, I looked at that note and I thought... Is it a good story? So I just decided I'd lead off with it with very little context.
Now, with the context for these nuts, to come back to the other side of the sandwich bun.
Of course.
So we've had the meat in the middle of the sandwich, and now we to the club.
Right.
I, along with my wonderful girlfriend, had to explain to my dad what a meme was. From the bones out. And I didn't realize, like, again, you're like, haha, old. But he's not that old.
Yeah.
Like, he's in his mid-50s. So I know people in their mid-50s that totally get memes. And B, I never realized how hard it was to explain something so simple.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like,
we're like, it's a picture with text, except when it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a video. Well, really, it's an idea. It's a movement.
It's a concept. It's an internet concept.
Memes live within us all. Memes are like metachlorians. When you feel them, the force flows through us, Dad.
Dad.
I I just don't know what I to this day I'm speechless, and so I've been thinking of old memes because they're like, how do you explain the history of this to my dad?
Well, especially the problem is, this is like, if you show someone like memes from when I was in middle school compared to memes now, they've just taken a whole just leaps and bounds away from each other. Like the memes that I had in middle school were like troll faces and stuff. Like, it was just the end panel of a comic would just be troll face, and that was the punchline.
And that, even that was like generation two or three of meme. Now it's just a calligraphy suck.
Yeah, S-U-C-C, because that's the good suck.
Yeah, it'll be a video of somebody unfolding a piece of paper that has the word suck on it, and that will be the whole thing. And people will be like, oh, good comedy.
Good meme. All you people over 25 laughing at your memes.
Oh.
Well, and you know what? Your dad with his age has no excuse to not know what a meme is, considering the other day, my mom made a horrible decision for me and decided that it would be a good idea to send a meme to one of my childhood best friends who happened to be selling her car because, you know, she just had nothing going on that night or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, Mom, how was your day? She said, good. I sent Brady a meme. And I was like, why?
I like how that is. It's like a are you proud of me moment. It's like, are you watching? I'm about to use the diving board. No, but are you really watching? I sent someone a meme.
Exactly.
You're not looking.
Which is just like, it was a good day today. I sent Brady a meme, and I said, I was like, why? And she's like, because I was supposed to possibly have my car today, but he didn't call me, so I texted him a meme that said, dude, where's my car? And I'm like, here's the thing, I regret not asking my mom to send me the meme, because the way she described it, something tells me she sent him a picture of literally just the cover from the Ashton Kutcher movie, Dude, Where's My Car? And it's possible that it just had the title of the movie on the poster, or it might have had additional meme text that also just said, dude, where's my car?
And you're not sure of the hand whittled or not nature of this meme.
Exactly. Like, she could have literally just gone to Google Images and found the DVD cover and just sent it to my good friend Brady. And yeah. And then I got a Snapchat from Brady later that was completely unrelated, but I responded to him and said, did my mom send you a meme today? And he just replied with, ha 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 ha, in all caps, and said, yeah, she did. It was fucking hilarious.
God damn.
And I was just like, ugh, good. And when I was on the phone with her, I was like, so when you say you sent him a meme, she's like, oh, don't worry, he thought it was really funny. And I'm like, well, so far this story checks out, because he apparently did find it funny. So I guess it's good that we all have...
That's surreal.
Those kinds of interactions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to break out that list of topics? I know you have too many.
I do. I have lots to... You know, it's funny. You know what? Actually, let's part the curtain a bit. So I'm going to utilize the fact that I don't have a lot to talk about, but I'm going to explain why, and hopefully you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
Sometimes I just sort of write things down in my day-to-day, and I think they're funny enough to be talked about on the podcast, but it's a very distinct rule I have where I try not to talk about things like the day they happened, unless they're so absurd that I can't even handle it. I prefer to write them down and go back to them later and then see if they're still funny. I do the same thing with, like, writing jokes for my stand-up routine and stuff. Like, I can't just, like, write something the day of and then go take it up on stage. Like, I have to basically write down an idea and then wait a week and go back to it and see if it's funny. I do the same thing with musical melody ideas. Like, I always have to, like, sit on it for a bit. But, so here's a thing that I wrote down. And I don't know why I decided that I would want to talk about this here. I just wrote, Boston Pizza is on Skip the Dishes now, but I didn't know until I got an order there.
Oh,
because I delivered for Skip the Dishes pretty consistently, and I just one day, it was like, go to Boston Pizza, and my reaction was, what? They got Boston Pizza on there now? No way.
Now, would you like to see the things that I write down in my phone?
Yes, please.
Just to compare. I recently moved them onto my computer. I've been trying to sort of update so that I'm all on Google Drive for my notes.
That's a
good
idea.
So that I can access it in an organized way from my computer, my phone. And so I just have this unsorted dump of notes for my phone where I have things like, what if they made a Toys R Us porn parody that just called Toys Aren't Us?
Aren't?
This ain't Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, are you familiar with that?
No.
Oh, geez. This is, okay. So this is like a huge legal thing. That's why copyright the way it is in the States. So you're legally allowed to parody stuff because two different things happened. It was porn and Weird Al.
Oh my God. Okay.
And so all those porn parodies are parodies because they went to court and parodies became legal. So
holy
that's
man.
What you, but even in a parody, you're not supposed to use the real name. So they have a lot of things like, this ain't Game of Thrones.
Oh, so just toys aren't us.
But it has to do R apostrophe NT. There's no A.
Of
because
course.
That messes the format up otherwise. I have another note that just says, does bread make good armor? I don't think you realize there's about 4 pages of this.
Oh, wow. That sounds like kind of a lot.
There's 105 cells in an Excel sheet of just random thoughts I have.
You know what? I will say some of the stuff that I wrote is stupid. I'll give you another stupid one. Actually, no, you know what? I'll give you a little bit of a sandwich. Here's one that I actually have wanted to talk about for a bit. One time, I picked up food for this guy. I use Google Maps almost exclusively when I'm driving, while I'm delivering for my new job, and while I was delivering for Skip the Dishes. Here's the thing about Google Maps is that a lot of the time, I wouldn't say zone out because, like, I'm driving and I'm paying attention, but I zone out in terms of just sort of my, not direct spatial awareness so that I endanger other drivers, but my spatial awareness in the
city. So that I endanger other pedestrians.
but like, my spatial awareness within the city. Like, sometimes I've been driving, fine. I get to a house, I deliver
and
the
you're
food,
in Missouri.
And I get back to my car and I'm like, where? I don't know where I ended up. So, keep that in mind. A lot of context, but keep that in mind.
All right.
I had to drive like 15 minutes away from a restaurant that wasn't in the downtown core of Victoria. It wasn't downtown. I had to drive 15 minutes away from that restaurant and go to this dude's house. The house has 4 suites in it. All ground level entry, a very like wide, long house, like a very big house, but just 2 levels. And I got there and there was multiple entrances that all had numbers on them. I figured he would say, I'm in number 3 or I'm in number 4. This motherfucker on the delivery instructions just wrote, mine is the door that faces downtown. And I got out of the car and I read that and I went, well, and I looked around behind me and there was a lot of trees. I was like, I don't know which way downtown is.
If you look out of my peephole, you will find the North Star. And under that star, a savior shall be born.
So I like kind of got close to his house and had the app open and I was looking around. And then I heard a door open, and it was like, hey, is that noodle box for Greg? And I was like, yeah, hey, what's up, dude?
I need to know. Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
When you say these stories, you will pick a name like Greg or Daniel.
Yeah.
Are these the real names involved in these situations, or have you protected these identities FBI style for their identity?
It's almost always Greg. And by that I mean my go-to name is almost always Greg. Not everybody that orders Skip happens to be named Greg.
It's just based on the demographics of names you're picking, it's surprising how many what sounds like 22-year-old males there are.
I'm sorry, are you surprised by the number of 22-year-old males I deliver to? Because let me tell you something about the demographic of people I deliver to. It's a lot of early 20s males, my friend.
Fair enough.
Anyway, he popped out. He's like, hey, is that Noodle Box for Greg? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, could you not find the door? And I was like, here's your food. I left before I, like, decked him in the throat. I was so mad. I was so frustrated. It was just like, oh, I thought that'd be easier. I thought you would like my riddle. You dick. I didn't like that at all. Not one bit.
Would you like to, at this point, transitioning into recommending bands that I guess you're not in because you ruined my amazing reference I was going to make?
I'm so sorry. Do you have another music recommendation lined up?
No, I do. You only have one song, so I was going to recommend two bands.
Okay.
I mean, like usually when I recommend a band, I recommend a band that has more than one song on Spotify.
Yeah, I usually prefer that as well. But first, I think we should cap this off with another really just bad, not a good note in my phone that didn't need to be on the podcast, but for some reason I wrote it on the list.
Why are you dragging it up from the abyss?
I don't know. I just felt like saying another bad one before we got into music. On the back of bags of Ruffles, it says bacon. But we live in Canada, and so they have to have the French translation. And so it says, de bacon.
See, that is the exact kind of meme text that has taken over today's jokes.
I know!
God damn it.
I
you still find this funny.
Screw that, I still think it's funny.
You are full circle.
Ooh,
you're
back
over heels. God damn it. Fuck.
Darren, what band are you going to recommend this week for the old Spotty Fists?
Oh, you know me.
No,
I decided that I want to go into something that is, how do I say, near and dear to my heart, but I wasn't sure if anyone else would like it.
Ugh,
to the point where I literally sent DJ a song last week going, I think this is good. Do you think other people would also think this is good? And he goes, yeah, people will think this is good.
Oh my, okay, yeah, let's
so this
do
is
it.
Because most people have guilty pleasures, right? Where it would be like a Miley Cyrus or something. They're like, I like Miley Cyrus. And for me, you know, North America has its own pop, but if you go anywhere else in the world, they also have their version of the pop stuff.
Yeah.
So if you were to take like Selena Gomez or Rihanna and have like go to Mexico and try to find the equivalent, you will find Becky G.
Right. So
yeah.
So Becky G is very good. What music are you? I like what Becky G has to bring to the table musically. So what?
Yeah.
What I don't know a lot of songs by Becky G though, because you haven't really fully immersed me. I don't have a good way to end that sentence.
Well, usually, because again, usually when I show people things, I go, I think you would like this. But this is one of those things where I go, well, I like this. I don't know who else would like this.
What songs do you think other people would like?
I'll recommend two that are not in English, which are Sola and Mayores. And I will recommend one in English because I think people will appreciate that it's also got David Guetta and Sean Paul.
Oh, wow.
Which
I
is
didn't know that
Mad
was
Love.
A thing.
Yeah. So.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Becky G was the Yellow Ranger in the new Power Rangers movie, right?
Yes. I worked on that movie for like a week.
That's exciting.
In reshoots. Yeah. And I don't legally think I can say anything more than that.
Oh, good.
It sounds impressive, but I was not you. I was a PA, so I didn't do anything. I didn't see anything interesting, so don't ask.
Don't ask.
I just know I'm contractually obligated not to mention literally anything that happened to me, so. But no, and she's also the reason I know about John Bellion, because randomly. Oh, actually, this is a good story. The reason I found Becky G was back in the day, because I'm old. Remember the part how I'm old?
Yeah.
I would, you know, when you go up to the top of the address bar in like Chrome, and instead of you know how it lets you search by just typing in your question and hitting enter?
Right.
I refuse to let that happen. I will type in google.com.
Now, is there a reason for that? Because you've talked about this to me privately before.
Pure unadulterated stubbornness and the ability to be almost more immersed in the experience. I'm old. Just go with the fact that my bones are breaking, my hips are liquefying.
Okay.
My hams are damming up my body.
Yeah, anyway. Actually, oh man, they've really sunk in. I should probably get off your lap now.
No, I think if you get off my lap now, the bottom half of my body will just fall off.
Okay, I'll just really lean my weight into it then.
There you go.
All right, good.
Yeah, but so, but one of the days I type in Google, 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 and then you hit G accidentally instead of Google, okay. And it just searches for the letter G, which showed up with Becky G. And I'm like, I'm bored, and I hit that, and I started watching videos from a Mexican pop artist.
And then one of the related
videos was John Bellion, and that's how I found John Bellion.
I love that origin story.
Mm-hmm. How about you? What are you recommending this week?
Oh, gosh. I gotta pick one. I just have so much music that I'm surprised that I haven't...
I would like to recommend The Concept of Music this week. Just listen to music. It's good.
I think you'll like it a fair bit. No, okay, so this is the one I'm going to go with. Little band that I like to call, and they also like to call themselves because it's their band name, Lawrence. I don't know how aware you are of Lawrence, Darren?
I know a man named Lawrence.
No, no, stop playing that game. Do you know the band Lawrence?
It's not a game. Lawrence is very nice.
You still suck. Do you know the band Lawrence?
I am not familiar with this band, but I can tell you they may not measure up to the man.
Okay, well, Lawrence has an album called Breakfast, and I like this band a lot. And the two people who kind of head up the band are a brother-sister duo. She's the lead singer, and he is the sort of backup vocalist, and he also plays the keyboard.
Okay, kind of like the Lannisters.
No, not like the... God damn. No. Not anything like that.
I laughed so hard I farted. Wow, look at me. My whole body is just going to shit.
Fucking quarter century old dumbass having... All right.
It's all downhill from here.
Here are the four songs that you need to listen to by Lawrence if you like music. Do You Want to Do Nothing with Me is like an upbeat, fun, it's just some of the most fun you'll have just ever. It's just such a good time, and it's got some great melodic lines in it. Play Around is very much like a slow sort of funk ballad deal with some really good build up towards the end. I love it a lot. Where It Started From stays pretty chill the whole time, has a little bit of build up at the end, a lot of horn. Oh, yeah, I don't know if I really made this clear. They're like a funk band, and they're super good. They have a really good horn section. I like them a lot.
Okay, that is good.
And then if you want something down and dirty that's really just going to grind your bones up into dust and then blow them away into the wind and hope that you find your way home, you're going to want to listen to Shot. Shot I like a lot. It's a really, really, really good tune.
You got to remember, all of these songs are on the album Breakfast, so I'm assuming they're all about breakfast.
The cover is adorable. It's just them. It's just the brother and sister eating breakfast together in their pajamas in their house. I love it a lot. So we'll throw those up on the Spotify playlist, as always, under Friends with Microphones. I probably won't throw my band single on the Spotify playlist. That'd be kind of weird.
That's why I was going to recommend it, because it'd be weird for you to put your own band on there, but it would be normal for me to force you to put your own band on there.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You're not going to, but I'm going to put your band on the Spotify playlist.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
You don't have a choice in the matter.
That's fair. Speaking of not having a choice in the matter, okay, well, actually, okay, hold on. do we have some time for our sponsors this week?
Now, this week is sponsored you by three gray hairs of my chinny chin chin and my good friend Lawrence.
My name is TJ.
Man, my bones are down.
This has been Friends with Microphones. Show that to your uncle.
Don't forget me. Yeah. Send me to a good home.